I don't think it's such a bad thing. I think back to when I was in my 20s, long before there were smartphones, and splitting up a bill at the end of the night was a pain. And at that time in my life, people didn't usually spring for dinner. We didn't have enough money for that. So we all very dutifully tried to carve out which part of our check was ours. And so I think Venmo has actually made that a lot easier. And for people who are using it, who are generally in that demographic, it is a very beneficial thing. The fact that it does use that mathematical precision, because it's an algorithm that's determining it, is a little bit impersonal. And I think that's what's causing a few people to raise some eyebrows, saying, what, instead of saying I owe you $20, you're saying I owe you $20.31. That feels a little nitpicky.
Do you have any advice for what to do if you want to be economical, you want to be thrifty, but you just kind of want to avoid the precision of it and sometimes the rudeness of it? I don't know. Maybe it's built into the app and you can't avoid it.
Well, one thing that's a double-edged sword is that Venmo allows you, in fact, requires you to put a little description. So a lot of people will use that to put a funny note or use some emojis or something like that. And I think that shows a little personal touch. And obviously, you can use Venmo to divide a bill precisely, but you don't have to. So, you know, you could think of it that way and just send someone a request for $20 instead of $20.31.
Do you know of other apps or systems that make this a little easier or better, or is Venmo the winner because it does the best job at this kind of thing?
There's lots of check splitting apps out there, but I think Venmo ends up being the default choice for people because they generally know other people are on it. And so instead of having to say, hey, I'll pay you back if you install this other thing, everybody says, do you have Venmo? I do too. Great. That's the easiest way to go.
A lot of people know PayPal, Tom, and they may not know Venmo. We may be glad or dismayed to know it's all part of the same corporate family.
Yeah, well, that's the true interesting thing is so much consolidation is happening that other than banks, which are trying to get into this same game of mobile payments to varying effects, PayPal's kind of the top of the heap. So if your alternative to Venmo is to use PayPal, you're still using something from the same company.
Any other thoughts about this? I mean, this is the way it's going, although a lot of still opening a piece of leather, our wallet, and taking out dollar bills and 20s and 50s and paying that way.
Yeah, and I think we will slowly see more mobile payments happen where you can just use something like an Android Pay or an Apple Pay. And in those situations, I think the general impulse to want to treat your friends and family will still be able to happen. You can be racing someone to tap your phone on the bill instead of racing to throw down that credit card.